Good morning, Dr. Chenier. Dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on patient James DeCapua, D-E-C-A-P-U-A. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 2/22/23, Mr. DeCapua performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 9/7/22. There's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, severe restrictive and obstructive lung disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Bonita DeCapua. This goes to Dr. Lee Bowen. On 2/22/23, Mrs. DeCapua performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 352 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Philip Peacock. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 2/22/23, Mr. Peacock performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 352 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 93%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next 6-minute walk test on Rhonda McNeil. On 2/22/23, Mrs. McNeil performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 366 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next 6-minute walk test on Terry Carpenter. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 2/22/23, Mrs. Carpenter performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 449 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 89%, period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Leah Reed, R-E-I-D. This goes to Laura Strickland. On 2/22/23. Mrs. Reed performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was insignificant improvement after bronchodilators, period. Of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospasm. Without a significant bronchospastic component, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on David Johnson. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 2/22/23, Mr. Johnson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 382 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 88%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Stephen Hawthorne. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 2/22/23, Mr. Hawthorne performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 310 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 88%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Leroy Williams. This goes to Dr. Bokuk. On 2/22/23, Mr. Williams performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%, period. After walking 351 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%, period. The patient did complain of arthritis in both knees, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.